Hello, welcome to everybody on BBS Radio. If you got questions, we got answers. Lynn's not
we're
here
waiting.
Yet, so
we're waiting for our host to show up.
Yeah.
And Hayes, who is normally right on the ball, is sleeping on the job.
Yeah. I think maybe Prudy got flooded out or something.
Well, that wasn't pretty good.
A lot of bad stuff going up. The river was overflowing in Fayetteville, so.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, at least we're lucky we don't have that kind of stuff going on.
Right.
Well, I'm out to Denny's having my free birthday dinner today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How many do you have?
Pardon me?
How many birthdays have you had?
This would be my 83rd one.
You're kidding. 83? You don't sound that old.
83 years young.
Yeah.
And I take good care of myself, so.
That's good.
I don't look 83 either.
That's good. Wow.
And I've got an 85-year-old wife that looks about 65, so we're doing pretty well.
Well, that's great. Are you eating organic, huh?
Not much of that.
You've got questions, we got answers. Can you please say your name and location?
Yes, hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hi, how are you doing?
Okay.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Jane.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. Got Cecil and John and Jane and me.
I was just telling Dharmananda that at my age, I try to get all the preservatives I can get. Since how it's my birthday today. That's what we were talking about.
I cringe at the diet that my mother had. She lived to be 97, but I just cringe thinking of all the stuff that she ate throughout her entire life, and it didn't do any harm.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's the way some people go. Smoking cigarettes and drinking whiskey and doing everything.
Well, she didn't do that, but you know, sugar and Mazola corn oil. I don't know.
Oh, well.
Hi, welcome to the call. You got questions? We got answers. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi.
How are you doing? Hi, welcome to the call. You got questions, we got answers. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Is that Dharmananda?
Hi, Don.
Hi, Dharmananda. Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody.
Hello, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
But only if you want to.
Hello, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location if you want to.
That's Chris in Memphis.
Hi, Chris.
Hey,
who else?
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Can you hear? Can you hear me okay?
Call. Yes. Please say your name
and
location.
Come in loud and clear.
Who else joined us? They're not saying anything. Hello, welcome to the call. You got questions, we got answers. Please say your name and location. Who's that?
Helen in Virginia.
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 How come your energy is so low?
I don't know. It's been this way for about 3 or 4 days.
You know, I've been drinking hydrogen water. My energy went way up.
Well, I changed some of my nutritionals, but I think I might have gone the opposite way.
I think that's what happens with me. Every time I try to do something one way, it seems like it affects it the other way.
Right. think I need to go back to my bone broth and more natural stuff.
Yeah, I've got a hydrogen water bottle here. You just push the button and it makes hydrogen in the water for you.
All right.
Gives you a lot of energy. It's great.
Sounds complicated and expensive.
Good evening.
How much?
Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings from Sedona. It's Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Jennifer from Greensburg, PA. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. Hi.
Well, Wynn, this is about the third time that I've been on the call on my birthday.
Happy
really?
Birthday.
Thank
Happy
you.
Birthday.
Hello, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Dr. Art Franklin, Hampton, Virginia.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Say it again.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hope you're feeling better. You're still being a dizzy blonde?
Is he blonde?
Yep. He's got the dizzies.
All right, you're going to have to start telling us salon jokes.
Hello, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. Only if you want to.
Dharmananda, you're a good greeter. You know that?
Oh, thank you.
Good thing. Nobody else was here.
Yeah. I think Prudy got flooded out.
See, you know, my phone service went out today. So Hives usually sends me a text message if there's a problem, you know.
I think he's on vacation.
Now, let me see where Terry is.
Hello, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location if you want to.
Hi, it's Dr. Art again. I got knocked off for some reason.
Oh, there you go. Dr. Art, you're coming in like gangbusters.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds good.
You know, we were all talking about you. I'm sorry you didn't hear it.
Yeah. And we're not going to repeat it.
Yeah, that's right.
Now
no one's breaking up. Line is clear tonight. It's not breaking up.
Oh, let me go stop Terry's line.
Did Wynn go away?
Yeah, he went to look for Terry.
I hope you can find her.
Hello, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry.
Hello,
this is Sedona.
We were looking for you.
Welcome, Terry.
Hi,
Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Wynn is looking for you.
Yeah, I know. Our phones were out today, so I had to borrow a phone.
Oh, Lord. Hello, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Dr. Art, I got knocked off again for some reason. I don't know what the hell is going on. Craziness, man. Yeah. And it takes the phone a few minutes to boot back up. Because it closes the phone. It shuts the phone down.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, maybe I'll listen on BBS.
Yeah, I can't hear in a hospital. There's no way to do it.
Oh, I know you're in the hospital.
Dr. Art, get a little way away from your phone. You're drowning us out.
Yes,
okay,
I'll
mute myself in a second anyway.
Hello, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. Hello.
But only if you want to.
It's Al.
Hello, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Debbie from Costa Mesa.
Hi, Debbie. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Went on here?
He was.
He went looking for you.
Yeah, I know. He came in.
He was kidnapped.
Who was kidnapped?
You were.
We were about to tell a blonde joke, but you were done, so we didn't want to do that. You know why the blonde climbed over the glass wall?
No.
To see what was on the other side.
Oh, that's why a chicken crossed the road.
Yeah.
That's about the same, yep. Except the chicken knew what he was doing.
I see Rich Buckley asked a good question tonight. Are you ready, Terry?
I'm never ready,
no,
but
good.
I'm here.
Start.
Jerry?
Yeah. Can you hear me? Hi, can you hear me? Somebody said loud and clear.
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
I hear you.
I hear you perfectly.
Great. Can you hear me, Wynn?
Wynn, can you hear Terry?
Wynn? We can't hear you.
We can't hear Wynn.
His phone's not working either, so he was trying to use Skype.
Maybe that's him.
That's me.
Oh, okay.
You know, we have a kind of situation going on here where we lost our phone service in this area. And we called up to complain. And we say, oh, you have phone service. So
yeah, there's nothing wrong with your phone service.
Yeah. Well, they're wrong.
It was the ETs getting back at you.
Terry and I are on the both on the same company, and both of us have no service, and both of us chose no indication, you know, at the top of our thing. So, let's see here. What do we have?
I thought it was Susan's phone.
Yeah, you sound really good.
Yeah.
Okay, we're on BBS, and we don't have the recording going yet.
So who's your provider?
Boost Mobile.
Kind of a... They're a subsidiary of Sprint.
Oh. Okay. I'm trying to figure out who has the best towers.
I think Verizon does.
So, yeah, well, AT&T and Verizon are in a big battle over that.
They both say they have the best. Hello to everybody on BBS.
Right.
Let's get started, okay? And
all right, it's all yours.
Thank you.
Right, that's very good.
Maybe a little.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded. All callers are muted.
This is, wait a second here. September 19th, 2018, Wynn and Terry in Sedona, everybody everywhere, and you just get rid of the ding.
You sound really good okay. Right now.
I sound good?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think Skype comes out stronger than our phones on,
yeah.
For me anyway. But and I'm using the same headset. I'm using my hearing headset. You know, mm-hmm. the Bluetooth, because I'm using my phone to get on Skype. But
yeah.
In any case, I probably should get in the habit of doing it more often because I think my volume is better on Skype.
Yeah, it is. It's really good.
All callers are unmuted.
Do you guys agree? Is my volume
yeah,
better
good.
Tonight than it usually is?
Yeah. It's coming in yeah. Good right now.
Thank you.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Well, first off, I want to thank everybody for showing up tonight. And, of course, our Wednesday night call is the call where people have submitted questions. And we ask them here on the call. Let's see here. And we have a question from Edna and Judy. Good question, Judy. Okay. So let's call in the light. Father, Mother, God, we ask the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this call and Terry and myself. And any negativity be taken to the highest levels of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energies of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection.
Hi. Excuse me. I need quiet. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
While maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one. Is someone in the kitchen, Terry?
They were, and they were banging around. I think they're gone now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We now create a group energy connection, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereignty of our souls. And we now are going to ask, well, let's just see, do our sources have a comment, introductory comment for us this evening?
Thank you. We made connection, and we are delighted at the questions people have asked and look forward to assisting wherever we may. If we ever say anything that does not resonate with you, disregard it as it does not apply to you at that time. We come directly to you. We do not come through the telephone line or the computer. We just come straight to you. It's a voice that comes through the telephone line and the computer. And Terry Brown is the instrument. We give her the concepts, and she puts them into the English language. Do you have questions?
Yes. The first question is from Rich Buckley, okay? And
Did you get the recording going?
Yes, it's going. Thank you. Thanks for reminding me.
I'm sorry.
Okay. That's okay. I'm glad you asked. Cause
I didn't hear you, give the date and time and all that stuff. So I didn't think you did. Got it started.
I did.
Okay.
But that's okay. Thank you for looking over my shoulder. I need it.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. So, Rich Buckley asks, what is the makeup of the conscious thinking process and reasoning that goes into forming another new galaxy?
When the universe creates a new galaxy, it begins with a spinning motion that builds upon itself. And the consciousness comes out of the spinning. When there is spinning, it condenses the awareness into consciousness. Therefore, rocks who have spinning electrons and matter with spinning electrons has consciousness. And as it spins, the consciousness develops. In a storm, the spinning develops. It brings forth a consciousness, and it's a rudimentary consciousness. It doesn't have a lot of capability. But the spinningness is the thing that condenses the awareness into focus to be conscious. And it also has to have something to be conscious of for it to be complete.
Now, I think when Rich asks this question, he says, what is the makeup of the conscious thinking process and reasoning? In other words, do a couple Elohim souls get together and say, let's create a new galaxy? Like, what is the first cause in the beginning of a galaxy?
I guess we have some trouble with the idea of thinking because this is so far beyond thinking. It is instantaneous action. So there is no time delay in sitting down and thinking, oh, we're going to create a galaxy. It's more lightning, right? Everything now.
Would it be like suddenly there's an intention? And the intention automatically starts to create, right?
Immediately.
Words, yeah. So it's kind of like, is the intention with a group of Elohim or a single Elohim, and then it catches to the others?
It can be a group of Elohim, or it can be a wash-off effect from other energies that are in motion, which the consciousness rides with it, but it is not totally aware of what it is doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And as the galaxy is creating itself, are the intentions of the original source creators still operating through the creation? And at what point, this is my question, I'm just adding to it, at what point is it on its own, if ever?
Well, God is in back of everything and a part of everything. So God has some input into everything and is aware of everything.
And when you say God,
when
you say God, could we substitute the one infinite creator?
Yes.
Same thing. Okay. Okay, excuse me for interrupting. And then Rich Buckley asks the second question, is there an administration policy that is followed?
Putting this in Earth terms in English, it seems so slow, an administrative process. Everything is now, and there are the law of one. There are, depending upon the galaxy, depending upon the star system impact, there are different, slightly different protocol. And then the system follows that protocol. Like the gravity, the amount of light, the galaxy sets its own pace and its own course. And that you might want to call administration, but it is of a creation level rather than a set down the laws level. Everything is created. Go ahead.
Yes. As a galaxy is being created or creating itself, and then it subdivides into solar systems, yes?
The solar systems, gas banks, asteroids, stars. It is a conglomeration of celestial bodies.
And I would imagine it's a multidimensional creation. Like one dimension starts, and then another one starts to create underneath it through the vibrations of the first.
They create together. One.
They create together.
Has an effect and affects the other.
Mm-hmm.
There is a balance between it all.
Yes. And is there, as dimensions unfold, is there a geometrical attribute, like which is called sacred geometry, is that connected to the unfolding of dimensions?
Yes, as the spinningness occurs, it defines space, and it can move into different geometric formations, which then are stable and hold their place within the whole.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Now, Rich's final question, some of those were my questions, adding to this topic, but his final question, is there a pyramidal-shaped supreme energy behind the location of the galaxies? Say, for example, a tendency to manifest along grand tetrahedral edges and tetrahedral corners of a space superstructure.
It tends to form into tetrahedral spaces. Yes. And it's very stable with that.
Mm-hmm. And, okay. And, of course, he adds one thing. He says, as he adds us millions of light years in scale.
Between side to side, yes. And between even stars.
Okay, thank you. Dharmananda asked, he said, last week's question was not exactly answered. Now, I'm not looking at his question, so he's probably going to get mad at me because I probably won't remember. Let me just see if I can find it here. All right. He asked, did he come from 12D? And
your answer was yes.
But then it was a little bit ambiguous because I think you said everybody comes from 12D, okay?
12D is the one. So
yeah. So
everyone,
we all originate from
a part of the one. Yes, some people
right.
go a different route, like they emerge directly into the sixth or the eighth or something. It is not many people that start with 12 and form from 12, but they jump to a dimension like now he's in the third dimension.
Mm-hmm. So his question is, and I'm not sure there's an answer to this, because since 12D is the one, you see,
yes.
If one is asking, I want to go to the highest place possible, the highest place possible, it seems to me you lose your individuation.
Yes, you go back to God.
You
go
back to
God. Yes.
So if he wants to know what kind of body did I have in 12D, the answer would be...
and it's a serial idea.
Situation. Yeah. Right. I think his question is, I'm sorry, I hope Dharmananda, I think you'll go along with what I'm going to ask. What dimension did he come? Is this a new life or close to new in this realm? And if so, where did he come from before this? If you feel clear about answering that, because I...
To have him clarify.
Okay, have him clarify. Dharmananda, if that's the question you want me to ask, send an email right now, and I'll ask it, okay? All right. And next question is from Judy Kane, okay? What is the strongest way to bring a lot of love into our daily immediate life? Love and grace, healing to Terry and everybody on the line. Judy. You know, if you don't mind, I want to make a comment about that. And that in the past, our sources have said that it's in the reflection with others that we get the stuff back to ourselves, okay? So it seems to me that as you create more reflection of your deepest nature with others, you can't help but reflect your deepest nature without it being love. And that is the key, one of the keys to bringing more love into your daily immediate life. And the other one is that you have to honor your animal self. A lot of times people try to go above that. And my experience is your body, which is an animal, so to speak, in this realm, you're in that body, and you have to figure out how to make it happy, what it needs, as well as your higher level needs. Otherwise, your lower level will cut off your energy, and it's hard to tap into love. You know, it's multidimensional. It has to go all the way from the highest realms into your physical body realm. And if you think you can just stay in the high realms and avoid your body, you can find, I speak for myself, I can find myself locked, okay? And then I get caught up. Let me turn it over to our sources. Thank you.
Thank you. This brings up a number of factors. When you are in a physical body and you have, say, illness and pain, and that is hard to ignore, then it can be difficult to feel love, and one can get cranky because of the pain, and it's the pain speaking. What Wynn said about seeing the reflection in others, if you do good works for others and feel their appreciation, and it goes both ways, then from the love of your fellows, you can begin to increase the love within your own self. If there are people that are mad at you, it is difficult to maintain love, and one wants to react in kind. So if someone is being angry, it is the language that they can understand for the moment is anger. So it is a complex subject. However, you can still love in back of all of the upset and all of the disharmony and all of the pain. Each individual is put together, and the parts all work together with love. And that is why when you are feeling as a loving individual, it is easier to stay well. The body likes harmony and love, and people that are loving and feel happy live longer.
Is that the end?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Dharmananda sent me a question, expanding on his other question. First of all, he asks, is this my first time in 3D?
Give us a moment. We do not feel it is your first time in 3D, but we do not feel that you have, give us a moment. There are aspects of you who has not been here very long, but there are aspects within you that have been here quite a while, which makes kind of a division. Perhaps within yourself. And so perhaps the question, because yes and no, aspects of you have been around, but other aspects are new to this dimension.
Now, he didn't write this, and he didn't ask it, but I think he wants to know. I think he wants to know where he came from, and he did ask, "Why did he come to 3D?"
We say that deep within yourself, you know why you came. You were looking for something, and you were looking for a solution. You were looking for a way to help people. You were wandering, exploring, and seeing what was out there. So there are a number of reasons for coming here. It is interesting that you ended up on planet Earth, which is one of the more difficult areas to survive in. Other planets are much easier and much more loving than planet Earth. So you have undertaken a challenge to be able to wend your way through difficult circumstances and to come out knowing more and stronger.
Is it true that Earth offers an opportunity for more growth than other places?
Yes. It is more difficult on Earth. There are more areas of dissension between people. It has had a very unsettled past. And people in general are doing very well with the resources they have been given.
Mm-hmm. being that you've said, and we said this before, that one of the greatest joy of existence, I don't know if you said it like this, so you can correct it. The greatest joy of existence, the meaning of existence, is when we can reflect, get reflection from things around us, and matching our soul frequency. Is that a good paraphrase of what you said?
Connection. Spiritual connection, love connection, communication, being understood, companionship. These are great blessings.
Now, this works through all dimensions, yes? That principle?
Yes.
Except maybe 12D, you go beyond connection, you merge.
You merge with God, the One.
Yeah. And so at that point...
It is where the beginning of creation occurs.
Yes. Now, in an interesting question that I had asked quite some time ago, it was indicated that the Ra group is on their way to merge back. It might take another some millions of years, right?
Yes, and it indicated they were losing their memory, I believe.
Of
their time in Venus and the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the Elohim group is not merging back. They're holding the position because someone needs to hold that position. Yes?
Well, they hold their position to accomplish their goals, to keep everything in place, and to keep things working well together. That is part of our mission, to come and assist you where we may.
Yeah. So the Elohim the Elohim is responsible for this entire realm.
Everything is responsible for this entire realm. The Elohim is merely
the first cause. Was the Elohim the first cause?
We wouldn't even call us the first cause. God was the first cause.
Okay. Well, God can't merge back into God, right? So, all right. I mean, it's very hard to understand this in the logical, linear mind, because what we have, what we keep referring back into everything in time, and we see, well, there once was, and now there is. But from the highest realm, there only now is now there is. Does that sound right?
Yes.
And so there's no reference. I mean, you can access the past. If I ask a question, you can access it. But you are 99.99% in the present.
Yes.
And you are fanned out into the entire universe waiting for people to call on you. Or
well,
beings
we don't
to
wait.
Call on you.
We don't wait. We have plenty to do.
You have what?
Plenty to do.
Plenty?
Plenty to do. We have a lot to do.
Is there any limit to how much you can do? In other words, we're a one small little group that calls on you. Suppose there were a million groups like us calling on you all over the universe.
Yes. We understand your question. Yes, we could handle it all.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter how many people call on you because you have maybe, should we say the word, infinite resources.
Yes.
And as people call on you, it creates the energy and increases the resources because the supply doesn't use up.
Right.
Okay.
It is exciting when we are called on.
Mm-hmm. I imagine it's very, very hard for beings to figure out how you exist, that you in fact do exist.
They don't see us generally, and so many people who pray don't know that their prayers are heard.
Mm-hmm.
But we hear their prayers. God hears their prayers. The universe hears their prayers. And as they, in their intentions are, truly in back of their intentions, we try, universe tries, God tries the darndest to bring them synchronicities to help them with their intention for the highest good.
Do you ever feel sad about the suffering that goes on in the far reaches of these realms?
Yes, if you'll notice in past channelings that sometimes we cry at the plight of someone because we feel in tune with their sadness.
Thank you. We got one more question tonight, I think. Let me see here. That was very beautiful answers, and thank you for sharing that. And our last question for tonight is from Don Herman. And how can we best use our dreams for our benefit? Thank you.
Dreams can be of several natures. If it is a premonition dream, you can take note of it and see if everything is all right, if there's anything that you could do to correct a situation, to change an outcome, or just wait and see if the premonition came true. Then there are inner workings where you are working through some situation that you have experienced in your past or that you are experiencing now, and you're trying to get a grasp on it. And then there is spirit message, where spirit message is bringing you something you need to know. So the first thing to do is to remember your dreams. When you wake up first, write them down. And then see if you can isolate what components they consist of. Did Edna have a question?
Oh, you know what? She did. I didn't transfer it. Let me just see here where it is. Hang on.
hurry up. Here it is. Okay. It is easy to get lost in the middle of all the events that happen daily in third dimension. All of us, humans, sometimes get so busy with our daily routines and dramas and forget to take care of our spiritual growth. I would like to ask our sources about the best energy and spiritual maintenance exercise we can do daily so that we are not only doing the other things, but also taking care of our spiritual development and being connected regularly with the higher realms. Much love to you all, Edna.
Thank you. You could make time, if you get your life into a routine of, say, going to work, coming home, and before work or after work, to have a little routine where you sit down, put your feet up, and connect, and be with the sources for a little while. Just, it doesn't have to even be long. The significance of doing it, the impact, the import, is the most important thing, it, rather than the length of time. Thank you.
You know, I'll say one of the things that I do, and I'll let our sources comment on this. You know, there's a lot of people that I don't talk to personally, and I don't have time to, and it probably wouldn't go anything, but I feel them on these calls and even in my life. And I find I take a moment and run each person through my mind, and I send them love light, and I can feel the connection, people that I can actually feel the connection with. And if I don't take the time, I don't do it. But if I take the time, I do it. And it kind of sets me up myself to be in a more loving space. It makes a connection to the higher realms. Is that a valid way to do that?
Yes, it is. You're actually making the connection to those people.
Yes. Well, I believe I am. On some level, I'm giving them inner support. And
yes.
It comes back to me because I know they love me, but, you know, there's not the appropriate time to individually express that between me and them. But I can do it on the inner levels, and it seems real. And I think it is real.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Anything to say in closing?
We scan each one of you, and we appreciate you. Thank you for being a part of this.
Thank you. And some of you may try this. Let me know if it works. You know, when you come on these calls, and we all are so lovingly saying hello to each other, and we've gotten familiar with each other's frequencies, take a moment and just do what I just said yourself with the people that you feel a connection with and see how it comes back to you. All right. And on that note, let me just unmute everybody. Hang on. Here we go.
All callers are unmuted.
We are unmuted.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Love you all.
Yes, thank you.
Love you all.